السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him and we bear witness. And we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him until the day of judgment. We are still exploring the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakim, the most wise. And we are still exploring the particular point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hiding himself from us, or hiding the world of the unseen from us. And we, last time, we covered two points. That we, number one, that we physically cannot see Allah. And the example of Prophet Musa alayhi salam is a clear example. Why can't we see Allah physically? And then we covered the second point. And the second point was that if we can see Allah, the glory and the greatness of Allah will not allow us to disobey Him. It will compel us to obey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, we will continue the same subject. And we will say that, okay, if we can't, we admit that we physically cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why can't we just see miracles? Okay, every weekend we get a miracle, we gather the whole family and we go to the place where the miracle is, and then we say, okay, what's the miracle of this week? What's the miracle of this next week? And we see miracle after a miracle. Why? This is going to increase our faith. This is going to make us a better people. Why not? I mean, why not? Why not seeing a miracle every weekend? And the answer is that seeing a miracle is a liability, not an asset. Seeing a miracle is held against us. It is not something going to help us. Why? Because when we see a miracle, Allah holds us to higher standards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds us accountable to higher standards. And the level of tolerance that we enjoy is going to go down. And we will, like what happened to the people of Al-Ma'idah, the people of the dining table, they asked Prophet Isa alayhi salam, bring us down from heaven a dining table. So Prophet Isa said, Ittaqullaha in kuntum mu'mineen, fear Allah if you truly believers. Because you don't know what you're asking for. You're asking for something that is going to be not good for you. So they insisted, نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبَنَا وَنَعْلَمْ أَن صَدَقْتَنَا وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. We want to eat from it, and our hearts will feel very comfortable that we are following the truth, and we will know that you are sincerely, truly a prophet. You know, didn't hide anything like this or like that. And we will be witnesses on it. Allah said, the reply of Allah said, قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي مُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said, I will bring it down. But the condition is, if any of you commits an act of shows denial of the greatness of Allah, then I am going to punish this person a punishment that nobody ever in this whole entire humanity gets. The worst punishment ever in the bottom of hellfire with the pharaohs and the pharaoh-like people in the very bottom floor, in the very bottom layer of hellfire. So they thought that they can make it, and then they insisted on it. There are three narrations. I'm going to only quote one of them. The narration, which is the strongest narration, is that it came down on them every single day. But the condition was, don't store anything from it. Eat, it's all what you can eat, buffet, okay? But you can't take anything with you. For Allah is going to send it every day. Trust Allah, have yaqeen. It's going to come every day. And I can imagine the shaitan coming to them and saying, oh guys, it's not that you are bad. No, it's the bad guys among you are going to do something goofy and they're going to disobey Allah, so Allah is going to cut down the table. It's not going to bring it down on you. I'm not worried about you. You're good people. I'm worried about them. Remember in the past when one of you disobeyed Allah and the rain stopped coming until this person, you know, repented? What do you think about the table? That would be more important than the rain. I can imagine. I can imagine the shaitan saying that. But I don't know if the shaitan said that or not. But I can imagine, knowing the shaitan, I can imagine he's talking them into disobeying Allah this way. And this started the story. And guess what happened? It became a liability against them. The table stopped coming, and then they are held accountable. They are going to go to the bottom of layer in hellfire. So they brought a disaster to themselves. And this is why whatever we have right now is exactly what we need to do our job on earth. The representation of Allah, of Allah's manners, which is to do our business, earthly business, using heavenly values. This is, we have enough right now. The problem is not lack of Quran, that we have 30 juz, we needed 40 juz. The problem is not lack of miracles, that we want to see a miracle every day. The problem is lack of interest. That is what the problem is, and lack of our control over ourselves. We know the truth, but it's difficult to follow the truth. You might say, how can you know the truth and not follow the truth? I will give you an example that shows that somebody knows the truth very well, but he's not following it. It's the example of a person who's trying to lose weight. When you try, that person is trying to lose weight and fully convinced that he or she must lose weight, or the doctor threatens them, you will die tomorrow. But what happens, yes, I want to lose weight, sure. But when that person is tempted with food, this person loses control. So, and then jumps on the food and eats the food, and then when his weight increases, he says to the doctor, I didn't eat my potato. Well, you didn't eat your potato. How about the milkshake, and how about the burgers and the pizza and all of these things? He said, yeah, but I drank a Diet Coke. I should lose weight. So what I'm trying to say, the point I'm trying to say here is that even though this person knows the truth, but he's unable to follow the truth. So the problem is not lack of Quran or lack of seeing miracles or lack of the presence of the Prophet among us. If Allah knows that this is what we need, Allah wants to help us. But Allah wants brings to us a level of exposure that is helpful to us to do our job, but not a liability against us, will make us enjoy a level of tolerance. So when we goof around, we don't end up like the people off the table. So exact measure. More than that, it's a liability against us. Less than that, it's we won't be able to do our job. So we are getting the exact perfect level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is Surah 17, Ayah 59, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the reason I'm not sending miracles down is because I have sent it before to the people before you and they denied it. And then Allah continues saying, and I have given the she camel to the people of Thamud. Mubsiratan, they can see it right there. It's right in front of them. She camel drinks the all half of the water in the lake one day, and then it showers them with milk the next day. They have been able to see it. It is coming from the mountain that they say, can this mountain give birth to a she camel? Exactly what they asked it for. And what is the result? The result is that they have denied it. And the Prophet said, if you kill it, 3 days you'll destroy it. They killed it. And 3 days they were destroyed. So it wasn't helpful to them. It was a liability against them. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it to them as a punishment. إِنَّا مُرْسِلُ النَّاقَةِ فِتْنَةً لَهُمْ فَارْتَقِبْهُمْ وَاصْطَبِرْ. We are sending the she camel as a punishment to them. Wait and see what will happen. وَنَبِّئُهُمْ أَنَّ الْمَاءَ قِسْمَةٌ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلُّ شِرْبٍ مُحْتَضَرٍ. And tell them that the water is 50-50 between you and the she camel. Okay? Don't take away the water.
فنادى صاحبهم فتعاطف عقل.
The worst guy among them got drunk, so that he's not afraid of the huge looking of the she camel, and then you slaughtered the she camel. فكيف كان عذابي ونظر. Allah showered them with massive amount of punishment and destruction, natural forces that wiped them off from the face of the earth. We also sometimes we say, why aren't we companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Well, what happens if you are a companion of the Prophet and you didn't rise up to the level required when you see a Prophet? There is an ayah when Sha'f ibn Qayt, which is a Jew, he was a wicked Jew from Medina. He was able to cause a problem between the Ansar, between Al-Aus, the clan of Al-Aus, and clan of Al-Khazraj among the Ansar. And what happened is that they were about to fight together. And the Prophet ﷺ came dragging his robe behind him and reading Quran to them. And then Allah subhanahu, the Prophet said, how could you do that? And I am living among you. I'm living among you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُ. How could you disobey Allah when you are commit an act that shows the denial of the greatness of Allah, when you have the Prophet Muhammad among you? How could you? You hear the Quran fresh from the mouth of the Prophet. You can say that we are hearing the Quran frozen after 1400 years, but they were not hearing the Quran like that. They were hearing it fresh right there out of the Prophet, mouth of the Prophet, living with them and telling them how to solve this problem, how to go here, how to go there, and he commit an act of denial. So that's not acceptable. And this is why we come to the conclusion that we have what we need. We don't need any more, and any less we won't be able to do our job. Another thing also that you notice very clearly from the ayat that speaks about this subject in the Quran, that the people who are asking about these miracles are childish and not sincere. Look, for example, that the Pharaoh, وَلَقَدْ in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zukhruf, which is Surah 43, from ayah 46 to ayah 56, 10 ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we have sent Musa with our signs to the Pharaoh and his people. He told them, I am the Prophet of Allah. When he brought them the miracles down, one miracle after another, they started laughing at him. And we bring each miracle stronger and more impressive than the miracle before. And we punish them with the blood, with the frogs and everything, and the lice, so that they may wake up and remember Allah. And then every time we give them a punishment, they call, oh you the witch, the male witch, oh you the male witch, pray to your Lord to uncover the punishment. And when we uncover the punishment, they go back to their old ways. It doesn't help them. And then, look at this ridiculous Pharaoh. He calls on his people and he says, oh you my people, am I not the king of Egypt? Aren't these rivers flowing under my feet? وقال فرعون أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي أفلا تبصرون أم أنا خير من هذا الذي هو مهين ولا يكاد يبين. Am I not better than this guy who is much lower ranking than me, much way much less than me, and he's barely able to talk because the tongue of Prophet Musa was burned, so he barely was able to talk. And then he said, after all these miracles, okay, look what he said. He said, فَلَوْلَا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ إِسْوِرَةٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ أَوْ جَاءَ مَعْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مُقْرِنِينَ. After all these miracles, he's saying, shouldn't he have gold, much more gold than what, a lot of gold, or he can bring the angels holding hands together? Shouldn't he be able to do that? Well, you have seen a lot of miracles. You're asking for more miracles. You're going to deny it like the miracles before. They told him, the secret is that they told him, أَجِئْتَنَا لِتَلْفِتَنَا عَمَّا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا وَتَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكُمَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh, you came to deceive us out of the traditions that we have found our forefathers following, because وَتَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That's the reason. So you seize power and you rule over us and you become the king and we, you become the leader and we become the followers. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Are you an idiot? No, we're not going to believe in you because we are never going to relinquish power and control. And then look at the ridiculous people who were telling the Prophet Muhammad in Surah Al-Isra 17 to 90. لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. وَقَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا. We're not going to believe for you unless you gush out of the earth for us a spring. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ فَتُفَجِّرَ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. Or you have, in the middle of this desert, or you have gardens of grapes and palm trees, and not only that, you gush rivers, you crack rivers in it, that's in the deserts of Arabia, to go through your gardens. أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسِفًا. Or you crack the skies into pieces and let every piece fall down on earth. أَوْ تَأْتِيَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ قَبِيلًا. Or you bring Allah and the angels holding hands together. أَوْ يَكُونَ لَكَ بَيْتٌ مِنْ زُخْرُفٍ. Or you have a highly decorated house. أَوْ تَرْقَى فِي السَّمَاءِ. Or you fly in heaven. Well, is he a Superman to fly in heaven? Not only that, they say, and we will not believe that you have flown in heaven until حَتَّى تُنَزِّلْ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُ. Until you bring us down a book that we can read. You fly like Superman and then you drop a book so that we will believe you. But if you fly like a Superman, we're not going to believe in you. And then in Surah Al-Furqan, they say, we are not, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْ لَأُنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَلَائِكَةً أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا. We're not going to believe in you until then Allah comes down with the angels. Allah can just send us a general invitation like that. Like you say, remember, one of us can say, everybody in the community is invited in my house. It's a general open invitation. They say, no. We need a special invitation. You have to come to me and say you are invited. But give me a general invitation. No. You're insulting me. So that they don't accept the Prophet coming with a general invitation. No, they want a special invitation, like Allah says, بَلْ يُرِيدُ كُلُّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُؤْتَى صُحَفًا مُنَشَّرًا. Every one of them wants to get a letter directed by his name from Allah, the Lord of the universe, to Mr. X. Please believe in my Prophet. that's exactly what they want. Allah said, لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْا عُتُوًا كَبِيرًا. They thought very highly of themselves and they put themselves in a rank that they absolutely don't belong to. They are much lower than that. And we keep in mind one very important wisdom. What happened to Prophet Isa alayhi salam when Allah showered him with miracles? People worshipped him and confused him with Allah. End up worshipping him. He got so many miracles. Rising people from death. Healing the sick and the needy. So many unbelievable miracles. And people, because of these miracles, end up confusing him with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the time of the Prophet Muhammad came, after Allah has demonstrated to us that it's not lack of miracles, and more miracles will just end up, we will end up worshipping that Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us Prophet Muhammad to spread Islam using the laws of nature. All the miracles of the Prophet are personal miracles. He didn't have a miracle to help him spread Islam. Only personal for him, going out to heaven, doing the water, doing the milk. All these are personal miracles, just personal. It did not, was it used to make him spread Islam. When he had to immigrate, he had to take the camel. Like normal, laws of nature. Everything using laws of nature. But when he was invited for a visit to heaven, a personal miracle, that miraculous animal. Even though he needed that miraculous animal to do the immigration from Mecca to Medina fast and safe. No. Work for Islam, if you're doing business for Islam, laws of nature. For you as a prophet, just for you, it's a personal miracle. So there is nothing outside of the laws of nature. This way we can understand very well that the problem is not lack of miracles or lack of Quran or lack of messengers. The problem is lack of interest, and what we have right now is enough. More than that is going to be a liability against us. Less than that, we will not be able to do our job on earth.